Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Hubbard's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. William S. Hubbard, the author of a number of books that I've been telling you about now for more than 9 years. We're in our 10th year in our relationship with Bill Hubbard. He's been a long-time supporter, an original member of our Brain Trust, and of all the things that we do. And he's just one of the best minds that I know of in the human resources field, and he's got a new book out that I'm glad to tell you about, and I'm going to let him tell us a little bit more about it. I've actually seen an advanced copy of it, which he allowed me to take a peek at. It's called Improving Performance Results: A Supervisor's Guide to Pay for Performance. Bill Hubbard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now, did I say the title correctly?
Yes, you did.
Improving performance results. What does that mean?
Well, it means we got to work harder to get better results, and it's a continuous process. It's in a process that requires involvement, active involvement by the employee and the supervisor. What I've attempted to do with this book is to provide some ideas and tips and guidelines on certainly my 25 years of human resources experience to help business owners and managers and supervisors work with their employees to get better performance results.
So if you're in an ocean-going vessel, somebody, that ocean-going vessel has bilge pumps that keeps water from that comes into the boat from sinking the boat, right?
Right.
And all boats have leaks, basically, just about, and so you got to be able to get the water out of the boat with the bilge pumps. Now they can an ocean going vessel can go, you know, a long time maybe and not check on the refrigerator or the lights or, you know, or whatever else, but somebody is paying attention to that bilge pump every single day, aren't they?
Well, they better.
Or they're going to sink. Because they're going to take on water. Somebody is maintaining and clucking over and patting that little bilge pump on the head to make sure that it's a happy little machine, right?
Give it a squirt of oil from time to time.
Exactly.
Make sure connection to there.
Keep it greased.
There.
Make sure it's a happy little camper. That's the way we have to think of our employees, isn't it? They're the entity that keeps the leaks in our organization from getting us into trouble.
They really are. A lot of us, sometimes as an entrepreneur, we start out on our own, but as we get busy and grow, we start getting employees into that cycle, and we expect them to have the same drive and the same interest and the same effort that we do, but sometimes they don't. And so one of the things that we're trying to do here is to give some ideas and direction to help motivate employees and to measure the performance results that they're getting and give ideas for helping them so you can help your employees to think the way you do and to work as hard as you do to meet the needs of the customer.
So this is kind of a maintenance manual, isn't it?
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Go ahead. Tell us what are some of the steps that we need to pay attention to?
Well, an important part of it is defining job responsibilities. So once we've got somebody as we're growing, we're going to hire a new position or something, we need to really define what is this job going to be, what is this person expected to do. And we begin by defining his responsibilities, and we can use that as a criteria to select to hire the appropriate people that we need. And it's also then a good tool to communicate to them, well, here's what I want you to do. Here's the different activities and tasks that I want you to be performing. And then the next key element, and of course now they're on the job and they're beginning to work, and another key element that I recommend is that we define some performance goals for them. And I know from many of the things that you're involved in, Jim, defining business plans, and this is a key part of the business fundamentals that you're always advocating. And as we're carrying these thoughts down through to the employee, It's just as important for the employee to know what their role, their responsibility, what their expectations are in terms of how they perform their job. So really the second key element of this whole employment process should be defining some goals, some performance goals, and activities that you want that person to be accomplishing in the
And you recommend that we write these down?
Yes. Yeah, we write it down. It's much easier to define. It's much easier to know that we've kind of made a commitment to do it, and then it's much easier to accomplish it, because
the other thing is if we write it down and we give the same information to three or four different people, we know that we didn't that each one didn't get a different story.
That's true. That's true, and that's a key element, because there's a lot of
consistency.
Consistency is really what we need. And within communication, there's always sometimes some misunderstandings or some miscommunication. But when we define it and we have a clearly defined goal and we put it in writing and we give it to the people that need to have it, then there's much clearer understanding of what direction we're going and how we need to get there.
And also, if it's written down, you can have the person, when you have the person read it, your employee read it, and you can talk about it. You can review it with them. You can answer questions. And then, do you recommend that you have them sign that they have received this information so that it's clear to everybody that it's sort of a recognition that I've received this information, I understand it, and I accept this responsibility?
Well, that's a good tool to use. Yeah, I would agree with that. As we define it and communicate it, it's sort of like you could almost kind of consider it a contract of performance in terms of defining some issues. And this is something I want to accomplish this year. I'm committed to it. I'm going to put my name to it. And if you, both the employee and the supervisor, or the employee and the owner, commit to doing that, then that really puts that issue in writing. It locks you into that and makes accomplishing it much easier, because you've defined and communicated and agreed to proceed in that direction.
Well, and the other thing is that way, if 6 months from now someone's not performing the way that we intended and the way that they had previously agreed, we can go back and show them what they read, show them their signature, and they can't then say, well, I didn't understand.
Very literally.
Yeah. It's sort of like a close in a sale that you make. You know, when you make progress with a customer, with a prospect, if you close them for that step, and they say, yes, I understand, I agree with what you're saying, then they can't come back and renege on you, so to speak. And it's the same thing with employees. Stand by, a quick break, 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Bill Hubbard, talking some more about performance and how to get it. You listen, you're a magician, Bill. You're like a wizard at this, doing this.
Information is available at Hubbard.com, HUBBARTT.com. And we can take online orders and answer emails and respond.
Is that where we can go to kind of read a little bit more about it?
Yes. I've got
get it to maybe a table of contents. Is there something?
There's a write-up. There's a sample of the table of contents. And, again, if there's additional inquiries that you have, I'd be happy to respond to an email or a phone call.
Is this a hardback? I mean, this is a real book. It's not an e-book, right?
It's not an e-book. It's paper.
It's paper. It's real paper.
Words on paper.
It's real paper.
And it's a softbound item, so it's about 80 pages in length.
Right.
So it's kind of it's intended to be a handout to every supervisor in your firm.
Huh.
So that's kind of the thought.
So you're saying that if every manager that we have in our businesses, every manager should have one of these to use, sort of as a track record. Do you recommend having like a training program with managers on how to use something like this?
Oh, very.
And then let everybody, make sure everybody's on the same page.
Very, very definitely, because that's one of the biggest shortfalls of the whole performance appraisal process, is you buy some form off the. Pull it off the internet or buy it at the office supply store, and you hand it out and say, okay, everybody turn in these reviews, and you don't really tell them what to do or how to do it, and you get mismatched, kind of turned in, and then all they really want to talk about is the race. And what this whole guideline does is it breaks this process down to make it more objective, make it more realistic, providing appropriate tools for communication, tips for discussing pay, tips for dealing with performance problems. There's a self-audit in there in terms of questions to ask yourself in terms of how do you conduct and administer performance appraisals. There's a section that talks about some of the legal issues, because if you don't do it carefully, you can get in hot water from legal claims. So it gives a complete overview of the whole performance management and performance appraisal process, and then how to tie it into pay, because that's really what a key part of what we're all about is. We want to pay for performance. We believe in that idea, but how do we make that actually work?
How do you recommend tying the pay into the performance process?
Well, one of the key issues is to correlate the size of the pay adjustment in a way that corresponds to the performance rating. So if you've got a top performer, they would get a bigger raise. An average performer would get an average raise.
And typically, in most businesses, that's a very subjective thing, isn't it?
It does tend to be very
subjective. It's not very structured.
And my effort here is to try to give you a better basis to make it more subjective, make it more...
You mean less
more
subjective.
Objective. Make it more objective.
Yeah, more objective.
So that it gets away from that subjectiveness and provides a much more uniform basis to deal with the issues and communicate things fairly and effectively with all.
And that way you don't run into a bunch of bad morale situations.
Very literally.
Because you got some, you know, there are a lot of people out there who not only pull their weight, they pull more than their weight, but they're not charismatic. They're not the teacher's pet, so to speak. They're not the squeaky wheel. And unfortunately, oftentimes, those are the people who are the backbone of an organization. And they don't toot their own horn, and they wind up sometimes getting less than they should.
Yes, that happens.
And then we can't understand, why are they leaving, Bill? Why did they turn their notice in? I thought they were happy.
That's really the key, and these are the ones that they're doing a lot of the work. They really need the recognition. They need the rewards, and not just responding to the squeaky wheels that oftentimes we see in many of the organizations.
Do you think that just telling your organization that this is the process you're going to start using, obviously we've got to follow through and do the work that you say, but don't you think that just telling your people that this is what you're working on, that will get you that will improve morale, just to let them know that you've been thinking about this and that you're working on it?
Well, there the Hawthorne studies in the 20s, a study in Western Electric Hawthorne work very effectively proved that very same thing. Just letting employees know that you're paying attention to the issue did have a positive effect. So letting them know does have a positive effect. Of course, follow-through is another key part as well.
Right, absolutely. Bill, we've got 30 seconds. Last thoughts on the improving performance results.
Well, the key thing really is to define it, communicate it, follow through, and then, of course, recognize the results and try to be as objective and fair as possible in the whole process. And this guidebook helps you through that process, walks you through step by step.
And it's available at Hubbert, HUBBART.com. Bill, if somebody wanted to buy a bunch of them, like a case of them, could they get a special Blasting Game discount?
Well, yes, they can. If they get enough of them, we can even put your name on the cover.
There you go. Contact Bill about that, folks. Seriously, check out the website and read it and see if it's something you might be interested in. Improving Performance Results by Bill Hubbert, Hubbert.com. Thanks, Bill. See you next time.
Always glad to be here.
Quick break. Right back with our good buddy Bob Fritz. Stay with us.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for some.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.